Welcome to the College Ministry Leadership Podcast, a conversation to glean practical insights to support the church, serve the campus, and reach collegians in order to advance his mission.
According to the Institute of International Education, as of November 2012, the U.S. has 764,495 international students. Now, that's in 2011-2012 academic year. 31% of those students are from China. We now have large increases from Saudi Arabia, primarily funded by the Saudi government. So what's the implication? Well, we in America on the college campus have an incredible opportunity. 80% of those international students will never enter an American home, but they are willing to do so. And half of those international students come from countries that prohibit missionaries. Now, ironically, or maybe because this is where God's moving, it's these students who tend to want to learn most about Christianity. Now, imagine that. And not only that, the top 1% of international populations actually study in the West. Sun Yat-sen studied in Hawaii. Nelson Mandela and Gandhi studied in England. Ho Chi Minh studied in the West. Could you imagine the multiplication effect of the gospel if we would be willing to reach the future leaders of the world? So this may be one of my favorite interviews. Not only are we interviewing students, we're interviewing international students at Arkansas State University who are brand new believers in Christ. I'm here today with Michelle Yao, Nina Lee, and Sarah Siebert. Now, Michelle and Nina are both international students from China. And now, Michelle, this is your second year at Arkansas State?
Yes.
Okay. And Nina, this is your...
My second semester.
Second semester. All right. Really excited. And then we have Sarah Siebert. Sarah is the team leader for international ministry at Arkansas State's Baptist Collegiate Ministry. I'm so glad you're getting the opportunity to meet Michelle and Nina in order to glean some insight into their perspective of college ministry and Christianity in general. So it's my hope that hearing from them today, it will give us a better understanding of how to reach more international students for Christ. But first, Sarah, tell us a little bit about your story with international students. And if you had to give a college minister one key idea or advice to reach international students, what would that idea be?
I came to college with a heart for missions. And when I found out about the opportunity to be part of the international team and to go to Conversation Club, which is meets on Monday nights, and we just hang out with international students and help them with their English, I thought that that would be perfect. So I started going, and a couple weeks later, the leader paired me with the conversation partner who I met with once a week, and that was Michelle, who's here today. And we started spending time together, and she introduced me to more internationals, and I just started becoming friends with more and more. And shortly after, in March, the leaders of the BCM decided that they wanted me to be the leader of the international team. And that's something that I never had even crossed my mind, and was scary, and it was shocking, and I had no idea what I was doing. And so when summer started, I knew that going into it, that I had to do everything that God wanted me to do. I had to be obedient to Him, no matter the cost or whatever the sacrifice, that I had to be obedient to Him. And I felt like in order to do that, that I had to pray for my heart to just break for internationals, that I wanted my heart to hurt, because if it didn't hurt, I knew that I wouldn't have the push on my own to do what I need to do for them and spend the time that I needed to spend with them. And so because of praying for that, I believe that God really did break my heart, and that's what He really did put this drive inside of me last August to just sacrifice my time and energy for them and just to love on them.
Well, talk to me a little bit about some of the events, the ideas, some of the programming that you've implemented. What were some of the best ideas that, that you've done this year that you foresee doing next year?
Some ideas that I've implemented is, I just continue to implement conversation partners. We have several events, and those are important in letting international students know that we're here and that we want to build relationships with them. But conversation partners is where witnessing happens. It's where growth happens. It's where learning happens. That's what God, I believe, really uses, is that one-on-one time together in relationship building. Two other events and ideas that we've had is in the fall we had a huge event, and it was the Fall Festival, and we just came and we played games and we gave away prizes and food, and it was just a super fun night just to let international students on campus know that we're here, we want to have fun, we're ready to build relationships, and just to get the word out. And then in the spring, we continued with some small events, and then we had a it was a kind of medium-sized Easter event, and we played games, and we had an Easter egg hunt, and then at the end, we were able to tell them just what Easter really means and just the story behind it. And so that was a super great opportunity to just to witness to them again.
Talk to me a little bit about your ideal international ministry. What would the perfect model of international ministry look like for you next year?
I think that for me, a vision that I would have and that I have had is that I would love to see Americans, not just on the international team, but just in the whole organization here, I would love to see them all paired up with conversation partners. I would love to see that would be promoted. And I would also love to see each international student to have a host family that they can see and spend time with just a couple times a semester so that they can experience being in an American's home. And a lot of these international students have an interest in at least going to an American church one time just to see what it is and just for the learning experience. And I would love to see my international team and just the teams we have here driving and taking internationals to church because they don't have cars to drive themselves.
Yeah. And tell our listeners specifically about what you mean by host family.
Host families are, we go to the churches in town and promote them, and what we hope is that a family will either adopt one or two, sometimes three internationals, and they can be as committed and as involved as they want to be, but normally it's a minimum commitment of having the international in your home 2 to 3 times a semester so that they can just experience and see an American family, because most of them leave and they've never seen that and they've never gotten to really see American culture.
Yeah. Nina, talk to us a little bit about you. Tell us about where you're from, your country, and maybe what you've thought of growing up about God.
In China, God to us is like a mystery. And we feel like he only exists in story. And because the typical education in China is based on the science, so most of us believe science and feel like all the beliefs are superstition before.
Yeah. Michelle, would you say the same thing about you, or what were some of the hurdles, or what were some of the difficulties of embracing Christianity?
Firstly, I grew up learning evolution and science. So it's the biggest barriers for me to believe in Christianity. And after I came here, I thought I don't want to be a Christian because I want to be the master of my life. I don't want God to be the master of my life. I want to control my own life, not letting him control my life. And the third reason I don't want to be a Christian before was that I cannot see God. So I cannot believe a thing that I cannot see.
Yeah. Well, talk to us, why come to America to study university? Why not stay in China? Or talk to us a little bit about why I come to America.
My major was English when I was in the Chinese university. So my main purpose to come to America to study is to grab an American accent for my future career, because I want to be an interpreter. So that's why I come to the America to study.
What about you, Nina? Why did you come to America to study?
Because actually I don't like the education system in China.
Okay, good. Well, I mean, I think that's indicative of why we do Conversation Club as well, because there's an incentive for students to learn English from American students. So that's a good thought. Nina, talk to us a little bit about Jonesboro. I mean, I hear a lot of internationals say, no, it's Jones boring. I mean, there's not a lot to do here. What do international students do in Jonesboro?
I heard that at the first time I came here in our orientation. Yeah. And actually, compared with my own city, which is a really big and famous city, this is really a small town. But I prefer here more because in my own city, people are used to be busy life and they have no time to sit down with a peaceful heart to think about something. But here, the pace is really slow and we have enough time to learn about Jesus or worship him. And we can have a peaceful life and peaceful heart.
That's really neat. Michelle, what would you say are some of the primary needs of international students on campus? And how can we as ministries better meet those needs?
I think the biggest problem for international students is their language barriers because they cannot use English well and they cannot communicate with others. So I think Conversation Partner is a very important source for them to learn more about English, and their conversation partners can help them with their English. And I think we can do more host families because it just feels so good to have a family around you. I went to Calico Rock during spring break and I stayed with my best friend and I stayed at her house and I just feel so good because it just feel neat to have a family around you. So most of us feel lonely here because we are far, far, far from our home. So host family is very important for us, I think.
How did you get connected to the BCM Campus Ministry? And then when did you first start hearing about Jesus?
I started coming to BCM is the opportunity. It's like recommended by one of my friends. He told me that our school has a conversation club, and you can go to there to practice your oral English and can have a conversation partner and host a family. So that's the first time I come to BCM. The first time I start hearing about Jesus here is at the first time Sarah and Jenna took us to the church.
How should we present Jesus to international students who may, they don't know Jesus, may have never heard of him? How should we approach international students with Christianity?
I think for me, I am a Christian now. I think I need to do what Sarah did to me before. I should talk more about God and Christianity to international students. Let them know about God, and I should be a model myself because I'm a Christian, so I should be better than the non-Christians. I can build a model to them and tell them how great it is to be a Christian and to follow Jesus. And I think for each of us in BCM, we should be more involved in conversation partner activities and conversation club, and it's a very good way to approach internationals, like having more activities.
Yeah,
like
I think it's pretty safe to say that both of you coming to know Jesus has been more of a journey than a one-time moment. Why do you think that is? That it took a long process to come to know Jesus?
Yeah, it was a long journey, and at first, I really have a lot of questions. Maybe that's those questions are the most basic common sense to you, but all of them are new to me. So I always ask questions to Sarah and Jenna, and they are very patient to us. And the biggest question, the biggest problem to me, is like if I don't understand all the stuff in Bible. How can I believe it? But they just told me, if you believe Jesus after you understand all the stuff, that's not called the true belief. And the other one is like, I feel I'm so far away to be a qualified Christian. And they told me, the closer you are to Jesus and the less qualified you will feel. And finally, I realized I don't need to understand all the stuff and I don't need to change a lot first. I just need to make a decision to accept Jesus in my heart, and then he will work on me and change me.
Wow, that's really neat. And she's got some really good questions because, I mean, she's been in my office. I don't know. We'll just have to – we'll get back to that question a little later, but that's good. And I know at BCM we do a lot of things with international students. You've talked a little bit about Conversation Club, partners, church host families. I know we had a church progressive dinner the first week of the fall semester. We had the fall festival. We've had a Thanksgiving dinner in past. We've had our international retreat. We've had more stuff. What would you say the most effective program that we have to reach internationals like you would be?
I wouldn't say there is the most effective programs you have here, because I think all of them are effective programs. I think we should just continue doing these activities. I think more and more international students will come here and know more about Christianity.
Yeah, that's a good thought. Well, I love the fact that both of you are examples of the partnership between campus ministry and the local church. And the other cool thing is that you go to different churches. And I know, Nina, on your Facebook account, you uploaded a picture of yourself getting baptized at Walnut Street Baptist Church, and the heading was John 3:16 under your picture. Why was getting baptized so important to you?
Because I know that is the most wisdom and important decision I've ever made in my whole life. And I just want to share this good news to all the people. And I also want all my friends to witness this holy moment with me.
That's great. I love it. And I know this past Sunday, Michelle, you were baptized at Nelson Baptist Church. Talk a little bit about your decision to follow Christ and how that affected your relationship with your family back home in China.
At first, when I told them I wanted to follow Christ and I want to be a Christian, I thought they would oppose me because, like, I think they cannot even imagine why I wanted to become a Christian. But to my surprise, they all support me a lot, and they all told me it was a very right decision to make.
Well, talk to me a little bit about the churches that you attend here. I know, Nina, you go to Walnut Street, and Michelle, you go to Nettleton Baptist Church. Why did you choose those two churches?
Because the first time I came to church is Sarah and Jenna took us to. After several times I went to the church, I felt like I really liked the atmosphere there, and I liked the college worship.
Yeah, all right.
And my host family goes to Nettleton Baptist Church. I think being in Nettleton Baptist Church, I feel like I'm in a big family, especially on Wednesday services. I feel like I am around my family members. I feel warmer to go to Nettleton Baptist Church, so that's why I choose it.
If you had to sum it up into one statement, what advice would you leave us with today to give campus ministers like myself to reach more international students like you? If you had to sum all of this up into one statement, what should they do to reach international students?
I feel like what BCM did is really amazing to us. Actually, you've done enough. Maybe the little advice I can give you is like, if some Americans can be voluntary to organize a small group Bible study, that will be amazing, just like what Sarah did for us.
Good. That's a good thought. What greater time to reach the nations than right now on your college campus? What would happen if these influential international students took the gospel back to their home country? We allowed way too many tyrants to study in the West and go back to their country and be a dictator. Do you really want to fulfill the Great Commission? All nations. You don't have to get on a plane. In fact, when you get on a plane and you go on a mission trip, more than likely, you're crossing air paths from someone from an unreached country flying into America to study on their university campus. Reach the campus. Reach the world. I believe that. Drive down to your local university to do just that. Sarah, talk to us a little bit about where college ministers should start.
I would just say, first of all, that we have to start with prayer. Prayer for our hearts to be burdened, because that's what's going to push us forward, and that's what's going to make us want to sacrifice time and want to sacrifice energy, is when our hearts are burdened and they literally hurt knowing that these students do not know or experience the love that we know and experience every single day. And secondly, I would say that when we have that burden, that we need to start, when we see internationals on campus, when we see them sitting alone or walking alone, go and make conversation. They want that, and they are excited when that happens because they want American friends. Sometimes they're just a little too shy to go up and talk to us. And when we have those relationships, then I feel like that can lead to having an event, because internationals will absolutely bring 10 to 15 friends with them. I've seen it happen. And so if we have a few relationships, then that can lead to having an event that will let the rest of the international population on campus know that we're here. And then those events, those internationals will see them, they'll enjoy them, and they'll like you all. And then they will want to build relationships. So that will filter into even more relationships with internationals.
So you would say, don't start with just a large event and then form relationships, but form relationships, do events and relationships, so they're building off of each other.
Exactly. I think that starting with the relationships is the best, because if we don't know the internationals and we don't know what they like or what they don't like or what is fun to them, then how can we know what kind of events to do? Because they give us ideas all the time of things that they want or things that they want to learn about.
Great thought. And again, what I found with international ministry is that God works the most in partnership with the local church. So we hope today's interview will inspire, encourage you to reach more international students for Christ. Let's be faithful to pray, imagine, and implement a strategy to reach international students for Christ. Next week, author Tyler Braun will be with us. He's going to talk about his book, Why Holiness Matters, and how that impacts lives in college. See you then.